In the build-up to one of the great weekends in racing, Andy Harper is part of the Channel 10 commentary team, the football analyst in the Channel 10 commentary team for the World Game, and we love it. He's one of our favourites around these parts too, and he's been good enough to join us ahead of the Matildas clash with Brazil on Saturday night to kick off their two-match friendly series. Andy, good morning.
Yeah, g'day. How are you?
We are well, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. And thinking of you guys and down there south of the border and hoping things open up, you know, measured and quickly so people can get some smiles back on their face.
That would be nice, and we appreciate your sentiments. Thank you very much for that. When people gives us smiles on our faces, good performances by our national teams, the Matildas in action on home soil for the first time in about 2 years, isn't it, in this series against Brazil?
Long time, mate, 600-odd days. COVID's obviously had a big say on that, but a lot of their games have been away anyway, World Cups and then the Olympics, so first time we get to see or welcome the new, well, he's not new now, he's been in the seat for 12 games, the Swedish coach, Tony Gustafsson. He hasn't been to the country yet. and so he'll be greeting, introducing himself to the media in person, done all the stuff by Zoom, of course. But it's great to have the team back. You know, they're a very popular team, the Matildas, and we're looking forward to seeing them in the flesh starting on Saturday.
Do you think they have a bit to prove on the back of the performance at the Olympics? Do you think they were disappointed at the Olympics, or was it about the mark?
No, I think they're subpar at the moment. One of the things, if I get a chance to speak with the Swedish coach, Tony Gustafsson of Australia, I would like to try and understand where he's plotting things, because he's a very talented team with one of the best players in the world in Sam Kerr and one of the most noted up-and-coming players in the world in Ellie Carpenter and a lot of experience besides. I think they've tacked neutral, to say, at best, yeah, really, under him. And it's been frustrating to watch. It could just be growing pains, what sometimes happens with a new coach. But, you know, there's going to be increasing scrutiny on this team. Of course, this is all leading up to the Asian Cup, Women's Asian Cup next year, but the big focus for all of us in support of the Matildas is the 2023 World Cup, and they have got a lot of ground to cover before, you know, they can look themselves in the mirror and say, you know, we can have a serious crack at this.
You say about growing pains, Andy. Has there been a significant shift that you've seen in the way they play that would kind of attest to that kind of shift in what they're trying to do under this new coach?
Yeah, sure. What a great question. And I think most certainly. Now, every coach is... It's their prerogative to have the team play they want to play, the way they want to play, and I completely accept that. What's been very clear with this team is that his style seems to me to be a complete, almost a 180-degree turnaround from the way in which the team was progressing. Most recently, the two coaches, Alan Stajic, had set the team up in the Ange Postecoglou era, and anyone who's listening who follows the football at all and understands at all what Ange is about and the impact he had on the game, would understand that that was a high-intensity, very progressive, possession-based game, controlling the game through possession and relentless pressure. Stajic, he wasn't a clone of Ange's, but he was part of that atmosphere, and then obviously highly controversial period in the game when he was removed from the job. Ante Milicic comes in for the last World Cup. He was a former assistant of Ange Postecoglou at the Brazil World Cup, et cetera, et cetera. So he had his views, all with slight nuances, but very similar, possession-based, dominate your opponents. And then Gustafsson comes in, and he's thrown that, it seems to me, he's thrown that book out the window. Now, it's his prerogative to do that. He then is judged on the results, which haven't been forthcoming. But with now Gustafsson in charge, it's a very, very... In football terms, you call it a very direct approach. It's you get the ball to the centre halves, and they more often than not bypass the midfield and knock the ball long into what they perceive to be vacant spaces in the other team's defence. This, in a very basic sense, seems to be the strategy: get the ball to Sam Kerr as quick as we can. Now, that theory sounds great. The practice hasn't worked, and the midfield has been underdone. And I don't think he's brought enough freshness and youth into the midfield, to be frank. Let's see if he starts tinkering with that in these Brazil games.
Yeah, that's great insight too, to hear about how that has shifted. And obviously another one of the big stories in recent times has been the allegations that Lisa Devanna has brought forward about the alleged abuse that she had experienced within that Matilda's setup. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are around, I mean, that has come out reasonably recently, but the impact that sort of thing potentially has on the on-field performance of this group.
Yeah, well, to the second first, Sherelle, a large part of the viewing public will have that question hanging. You know, how are the girls who've been thrust into this discussion through no choice of their own, which is not to say, you know, certainly not to run Lisa out of town with what she said. I mean, her comments, her allegations, the complaints she's raised need to be front and centre, and they need to be dealt with seriously and compassionately, and we need to work a way through this. But it's a firestorm, there's no question. In fact, Sherelle, I just cannot think of another national team that has had to front up for an international match amid such heat.
Yeah.
Now, we've had our cricket teams with ball tampering and all that sort of, you know, stuff, but this is next level. This sort of innuendo is next level. And there are these young athletes, some of whom are very young, having to sort of have this in their mind, knowing that people are thinking various things. It'll be very, very difficult for the players. Extraordinarily difficult. So difficult, in fact, and such a first that I can think. I mean, I'm happy to stand corrected. We just don't know what to expect, and I'm trusting the authorities that they've got two prongs in the short term to their approach to this. Firstly, is to provide a process and a safe and welcoming and comfortable process for people to come forward and share what they feel like they need to share, and secondly, to provide the same sort of cotton wool around the girls who are find themselves part of this, but have nothing to answer for. You know, there's a lot of innocent people who are, because of the way this has come out so far, there's a lot of innocent reputations which are in the dock at the moment, and people have things for which they need to be held accountable. Then they need to set up a process where that can be achieved. But in the short term, for these players, as much as their focus is going to want to be on doing really well on the field, what a challenge for them to actually achieve that.
Andy Harper's joined us on The Breakfast Club on a Wednesday morning, part of the Channel 10 commentary team, getting ready for the Australians' series against Brazil and the Matildas' series against Brazil kicking off Saturday night, Whitey.
Andy, while we've got you, I'm keen to just talk to you about Ange Postecoglou, because there's a lot of our listeners are really cheering on Ange to do well with Celtic, and it looks like things have turned around. He's won again overnight. How emotionally invested are you in Ange doing well? And just the significance for Australian football if he does do well.
Well, without fear or favour, I'm 100% invested. I've worked very closely with Ange at different periods of my own career. I've seen how the guy works, and I know the reasons why he does things. I can't follow every particular detail, and I don't presume to be all knowing about Ange. All I know is I'm 100% invested. I mean, he's a champion Australian. He's trying to do things in what he thinks it's his own way, but he sees it as being actually quintessentially Australian. That's standing up and being and making a point for yourself and not being afraid to do it despite what opposition might come your way. And you know, one of the interesting things about Ange is that whilst he does that and says that and it resonates immediately with Australians, then it's really interesting to watch how different parts of that Australian psyche drop off the bandwagon, because you know, it all gets too fraught, and it really shows. It's an interesting, really interesting broad reflection on the different parts of Australian society. That's way too deep this time of the morning. But as a football coach, he just refuses to back down, and he's got a really difficult job, but one is relishing. At Celtic, you know, I spoke to him a couple of weeks ago and he said, mate, I'm where I want to be. And this was in the middle of his own firestorm. The team had lost consecutive games away from home. They got beat by Rangers. They'd lost against another lowly ranked team, and they'd lost two games in Europe. And the Wolves were starting to howl at the door. But he just stands strong. It's too early to say if the whole thing's turned. Most importantly, he'll know when it's turned, and when he lasts that long, which I think he will, and I believe he will, and I certainly hope he will. He'll know when it's turned. He's got this innate sense when he's finally got the team and the dressing room actually behind the idea and it's all starting to click, and then, mate, just sit back and enjoy it. He's not there yet. They had a great win overnight. Our time against Ferencváros out of Hungary in the European comp they're in. But, you know, they've also got Bayer Leverkusen and Real Betis, two very, very strong teams in that group. And I think he's in the strongest European group of this competition. People don't really look at that. They just look at the two losses and think, oh, this is not going well. But this win steadies the ship. They had a good win against Motherwell on the weekend, and they're back against a team in the Scottish Premiership that they should beat on the weekend. And if he can patch a few of these positive performances together, he'll sense when the belief is 100%, and then just watch him fly. The point for Ange is getting to that stage. He's got a fair bit of support in Glasgow, but there's a few naysayers as well, and it depends whose voice is loudest. But I think he'll prevail 100% in his camp, as I reckon most Australian football fans, because he's showing the world what we think we like to be. And we bask in that reflection. And the better he goes, the better we feel. So I'm 100% behind him.
Yeah, I think he's got plenty of support, no doubt about that. I'm with him too. I think he's fantastic the way he carries himself and the resilience and strength he has in his conviction. It's just brilliant to watch. And it was a great win over, Ferencváros.
Yeah, Ferencváros, that's the one. Yeah, famous club out of Hungary. Hungarian football's been in the doldrums in the last couple of years, but they're starting to make their way out. This is their champion club. And they actually knocked Celtic out of the Champions League qualifiers last year, so... even though Ange wasn't part of that, it's a little bit of revenge for Celtic on that one.
2-0 this morning for Ange's Celtic. Now, the Matildas are in action Saturday night. You can catch all the action on Channel 10. Great coverage it's going to be. Simulcast on 10 Play. Perth viewers, we've got a few listeners in Perth, can watch the game live on 10 Bold. And, of course, Tuesday night is game number two. And you can listen to the dulcet tones and see him on the box too, I reckon, at some stage. Andy Harper is part of the commentary team. Andy, always a pleasure to chat, mate. We wish you the best of luck with the Channel 10 stint and the Matildas on Saturday night. Go get them.
Thanks for having me, and I look forward to watching the Matildas.
Good stuff. Andy Harper with us, Channel 10 football analyst.